Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. And today we've got a dear friend of mine, Brian Bowman, who I recently met live, and I can tell you, this guy is absolutely out there crushing it, and I love seeing people who are massive action takers. Brian's got a crazy story of ups and downs, the typical entrepreneurial life, but first of all, welcome, Brian. Glad to have you on the call.
Dave, I can't even tell you, man. I am so happy to be here. Now, I just want to know, so I'm pretty sure I've heard every episode of the podcast, and I don't remember, but I want to know, can I go on record as saying I am so excited that I am talking to Dave Woodward? Because you're a rock star now, man. You've made it.
You're more than generous. Well, actually, it was really fun for me. We actually met live for the first time that I can remember, actually this last weekend here in the Boise area. He was up here just wrapping up his certification and was just, you got to understand, one of the things about Brian is he's got a ton of energy, and when he's out there, he's always crushing it as far as anything he's ever done. So, Brian, before we get into it, I think it's important people understand kind of your backstory. So if you don't mind, take a few minutes to kind of share with people where you came from and how you even got to where you're at right now.
Yeah, Dave, I'd love to. Like you said, it's interesting, you know, as there's always, you said at the beginning, kind of ups and downs, and yeah, there have definitely been ups and downs. I kind of grew up really like I grew up on the kind of Norman Vincent Peale, Napoleon Hill, and sort of like believing in yourself, believing in a dream, you know, what you can believe you can achieve. Like I really that was kind of how I lived my life. And kind of right out of high school, started a business, just went all in and did well. I was a young guy. I had a new wife and I was doing well, and I thought I was doing what I wanted to do, but I wasn't fulfilled. And we were kind of talking about this before that I'm kind of like, I live passionately, and I'm always kind of more curious than afraid. Like that's, I just want to sort of be on an adventure. Like I see life as this adventure. And my wife and I, you know, we were like newly married, and at the time I was playing a lot of golf. So I was an amateur golfer. I was doing very well, like locally. And man, like any young, silly, young 20-year-old, you know, I'm like, I want to know if I can make it on the biggest stage. Like, can I play professional golf? And I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't really fulfilled in the business. It was doing well, but I wasn't fulfilled. So we went all in, man. We like, you're going to think we're crazy. So we sold the house, sold the business, like all in, moved to California, went out there. I played on the mini tours, which is kind of like AAA baseball. And oh man, it was like, Dave, it was like the time of our lives. I think in a lot of ways, we're kind of chasing that. It was young, free. It was awesome. I'm so glad I did it. Then I got injured and I had to stop. And that was kind of maybe one of the first, like, I don't know, it was just a really hard time because I had believed in this idea that if I put myself all in on something and I believed in myself, like I could achieve it. And here I am, having to basically look in the mirror and admit to myself, like, okay, you didn't make it. So what do you do now? So it was a hard time. I mean, I'll admit it. It was a really tough time for me. I kind of had to bury a lot of me down so that I could move forward. So I went back to school. I got my degree. I became an actuary. I don't know if you know what that is, but.
Oh, yeah. A guy does a ton of number crunching. You don't sell. Actuarial type.
Yeah, right. Like a lot of people tell me, they're like, you don't seem like an actuary, man. And maybe, who knows, maybe I'm not. But it's a rigorous like exam process. I was always good with like math and stats. So it was a good fit for me, and I did love the work. But I went back. I did like consulting, like actuarial consulting. I worked at insurance companies, and I felt like I had done what I wanted to do, and now I have to do what I was meant to do, like that kind of thing. But it's interesting because looking back, and I don't know, Dave, what your beliefs are. And it, you know, for me, you know, I believe in God, but whether you believe in a force in the universe or something, but I do think things happen for a reason, and it's so weird when you look back, because we hear this all the time, but to have gone through what I went through, to have gotten this degree in this like very quantitative field, to have been a consultant, to look at where we're at now and where our growth is now in our life, it's crazy to see all the pieces come together, like why that happened. And when you're in the middle of it, you don't see it. But man, when you look back, you're like, that was probably the best thing that could have happened to me. So,
well, I'm a huge believer in deity and God. I have always been a very Christian based man trying to live my life by those types of principles. And I totally believe that those things happen in your life for a reason. And I know not everyone feels the same, but I definitely do. And you've got me so curious as to how in the world an actuary goes from number crunching to becoming a 7-8-figure e-commerce mogul. I mean, I'm just really curious how in the world you go from being behind the desk to becoming this entrepreneur. How did you make that leap?
Okay. So basically it's me working really hard, and little by little, this voice in my head's like, this isn't what you're supposed to be doing. You're not living your life's purpose, man. Like you know, it's kind of like I buried that day when I realized, okay, I have to go back, get a degree and do the right thing. But it doesn't go away. It just kind of keeps gnawing at you. And again, it wasn't the company. It wasn't the people. It was just me. I wanted to be free. I wanted to live my purpose. So we had always on the side, we had always had kind of a side thing to make some money, selling online. We did a lot with vintage furniture, so we had a company doing that, and that was really like my wife's thing, and I would help. But then we, little by little, we grew that to the point where it was making more than my day job, and then I kind of was at that crossroads. And it was another one of those moments where I kind of had to look at myself and say, all right, are you ready to take another leap, basically, and go for it? Long story short, I did. So I left corporate America and just went all in, and I'm just so happy I did. I honestly, all of that, like I said, all that training and consulting has really helped, because it helped me to understand data, to find trends, to leverage, you know, whether it was running an ad campaign or PPC or picking a product or design. Like I had seen, you know, multi-million dollar projects go through to completion and work. So it was like it broke down all these barriers of what's possible and what's not. So yeah, just leverage that. Started selling. Where things kind of took off for us was when we started selling using Amazon's FBA program. A lot of your listeners may not be familiar with that, but what basically it is, you know, we started private labeling products. So a lot of people do wholesale and some other business models, but private label is very popular right now. And basically, you find a manufacturer, you find a quality product, you put a label on it, and it's your label. It's like your brand. And then you sell it. Now, what the power of Amazon is that people go there to shop, right? There, it's a shopping platform. You go to Google to do research, you go to Amazon to buy, and they have millions of credit cards on file. So when you talk about like traffic and launching a product, it can be very powerful. There's downsides, but the point being, that was very good for us. And yeah, we still sell and we do well. But what we ended up transitioning to was more of a management consulting business for other sellers, and that's really where our focus has been the last year. And we're just really excited about that and kind of the plans we have going forward.
So you got to explain exactly what you mean by a managed. How you're managing it? What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. So basically, private label seller. So. All of the people we work with right now are e-commerce brands, and a lot of them are private label sellers on Amazon. So we'll handle a lot of the internal stuff on Amazon. So optimization, because Amazon is like a search engine, just like Google. It has a name. It's called A9. And there are ways, basically, you need to build your listing in a way so that people can find you. Because when you first list, you know, your product's on page 20 or something, right? And you know, I think it's only 30% of visitors make it to page 2. So being on page 1 is huge. And so we'll do a lot of the optimization. We'll consult them and give them resources on like photos and, you know, all the elements, the assets to build out a listing. But what we take care of is a lot of the title, the copy, making sure we have the right keywords. We're optimized for search. and we'll also handle their PPC campaign. So Amazon sponsored products, Amazon marketing services. So basically the internal paid traffic system in Amazon. So again, to give them more visibility, more sales, and get them up in the organic rank so that they get more, you know, again, more sales, more visibility organically and not just paid.
And so then on that, are you taking a percentage of the profits? Or are you doing this as a fee for service? I mean, how do you set your business up?
So it's a flat fee based on the number of parent ASINs that they have. So if you notice, you know, you go in, you type, I don't know, you look for a pair of shoes or something. There'll be different colors. Those are child variations, and that's just a variation on color or size. So the work is kind of the same for those. It's not as complex. The complexity comes in when you're optimizing a pair of shoes versus a t-shirt or something.
Got it. Very cool. So
yeah,
you've now grown that business, and all of a sudden I'm sitting here last weekend here in the Boise area, and I see you at our certification event going, what in the world is an e-commerce mogul doing here trying to learn certification? Why were you here?
Yeah, it's so interesting. I think a few people may have asked me that actually. So for us, we love the e-commerce side. It's fun, like selling our own stuff. That's great. And that is kind of a passive thing where we really, I don't know, where I get the most enjoyment is helping other business owners grow their business. So our current clients, we do help them outside of Amazon because there's this double-edged sword with Amazon. It can be this, honestly, frankly, can be an amazing way to make a lot of money, but you're kind of at Amazon's mercy. They have the customer emails. You don't get those. They have, you know, they give you some data, but you can't really develop a relationship with your customer. You can't go when you have a better product, you can't offer it to them. It's people are buying Amazon. They're not getting to develop a relationship with your brand. So what we're empowering sellers with is, and I have clients that are doing, you know, they're doing multiple seven figures per year. And they, you know, they go to bed at night with worries about this because Amazon can shut your account down today. And some of the reasons are ridiculous. So I'm not here to poo-poo on Amazon. It's an awesome tool, but sellers need to be aware of that, and they need to diversify. So we help them.
You know, Brian, I'm going to stop right there for a second because I think this is one of the things that I get this question all the time from people who are in the e-commerce industry going, you know, I've got everything going on Amazon. Why would I need ClickFunnels? Why would I need anything else besides Amazon? And I think what you just said is, as a seven-figure or multiple seven-figure earner, there's, you know, most people think, oh man, they've made it. They've got it all. I mean, why would you need anything else? You're just crushing it out there. But you mentioned they're still going to bed at night going, oh my gosh, what happens if I don't have any control of my destiny? And I think that's one of the main things. We're spending a lot of our time right now on a development standpoint in the e-commerce area to work with the Shopify's, to work with those people who are trying to create their own SKUs, their own products, everything else, and basically driving people from Amazon to their own site. So I'm really, really fascinated about what you're about ready to talk about.
Yeah, everyone, like anyone listening, please, if you're selling on Amazon, you need to be diversifying your traffic and ultimately your sales and revenue, like where it's coming from, because you have a cash flow business. That's what you have. You made $100,000 this month. That's awesome. There's just no guarantee next month. And in business, don't get me wrong, there's never guarantees, but this is a particularly, you know, like sticky situation, right? It's definitely, you need to be taking back control of your business. Now there's some really cool stuff we can do. We can take the data in Amazon that they give us. We can reverse engineer it a little bit. So one thing we like to do is we can create remarketing campaigns. Cause for us, that's like warm traffic. I mean, they've bought because of Amazon, but what you'll find in that data, you'll find multiple buyers. I mean, sometimes on a $30 product, you'll find people that have spent thousands of dollars. Like they've bought thousands of your $30 thing. And they're not businesses. They either have like family reunions or things like that. But whatever it is, they're repeat buyers. So that's a little warmer because they know your brand and they know your mission. But for the most part, you're looking at people who've bought because of Amazon and they have your product in their hand. So let's remarket to them. And that's where ClickFunnels comes in because now I can start running campaigns to them, whether it be Facebook ads or whatever. And use even a simple squeeze page, but we do things that are more elaborate. But just to capture the email, and now we can start communicating with them. Now we can lead them to a sales funnel. And it's funny you mentioned Shopify, because a lot of people, they think their options are, I can sell on Amazon, or I can have an independent store on like Shopify, for example. Well, that business model of let me put a bunch of stuff in a cart, on a page, and have people put it into their cart and buy, it's okay. I mean, the conversion rates will always be low. But when you start talking about ClickFunnels, and this is where we've been using it a lot, and being able to like hyper target our customers, write, you know, the right ad copy for them, and present the right offers, the conversion rates are through the roof compared to a traditional e-commerce store.
That is absolutely awesome. I think that's one of the main things I really hope that people are understanding here is you can start in those areas. We have a lot of people who start with Shopify, or they start on Amazon. And after they start building up and they're making money, they're going, you know what? I want to really control my destiny. And we get hit up all the time by people saying, hey, how can I do more of this on ClickFunnels? How can I actually walk a person through one-time upsells, which, you know, Shopify currently doesn't have? Or how can I do what you guys are doing with my niche and my industry? So if you don't mind, Brian, how does a person really do what it is that you coach people to do?
Okay, so yeah, let's break it down. So like, give me an example. So if you, because we have a lot of different models that we will use. So because sometimes it'll be a simple opt-in. Like for some people, the first thing they want is that person that bought from them on Amazon, let's get the email, right? Like let's actually get them to opt into our list. And
so
that's where
that?
I was. Okay, so what we'll do is, and can I mention like specific tools? I don't know.
Sure,
that
absolutely.
We use? Okay. Yeah. So there's a few things we'll do. First, we can download, let's say an Amazon seller, we can download the report of all of their purchases, or everyone who's purchased. So it's an all orders report. We can take that, and actually there are tools, you can do it manually, but there are tools. One of my favorite is Manage by Stats. There's another one called Hello Profit. And they will, via API, they'll connect with your account, and they will automatically pull up all of your customers, like lifetime or over date ranges. And what they'll do is when you download the report from Amazon, you don't get the phone number. You can get it if you go to their individual orders. But what it'll do is it'll give you an entire list of name, email, phone number, zip code, all that stuff. And then we'll create that as like a custom audience. Then we'll take that and we'll just run ads, obviously not very specific, like, oh, you bought this thing on Amazon. It's just in general on the topic. And what we'll do is lead them to a simple opt-in, and they can, like a squeeze page, and they can give us their email. So that's one way to capture it. Another thing, we may use that as a launch list for either a relaunch of the product or a new product. So for example, I'm at my desk, so I'm going to have a lot of pen, paper, and like keyboard examples. So if I have a marker, and then I also have a stapler. So I know that they've bought my marker. So they're into office supplies, because this is meant for offices. So then I have a stapler that I'm going to launch. I can then take, you want to use single use coupon codes for a promotion. So we will take our ClickFunnel, we'll combine it with a software called Optimize.ad, and we can dump in the single use coupon codes so that when the user comes up, so we know they've bought our marker, we're going to remark it to them under our brand saying, hey, we're launching our new stapler. Click here. So from the ad, that's our pre-frame, get them into the squeeze page, have them opt in for the coupon. Optimize.ad will distribute the single use coupon to them, because we don't want to use a, if we want to do like a 50 or 60% off, I don't want that thing going viral.
Sure.
I've had stories of people who've had like their inventory wiped out overnight.
Oh.
So super important to do single use. And anyway, so we can distribute that out. And then obviously we use Actionetics to have our follow-up sequence and our action, our action sequences and stuff. So.
So cool. I just love, this is the kind of stuff, as we were talking the other weekend, I was just like, oh my gosh, I got to make sure that people understand what it is that you're doing. Because I think so often people think that if I'm Amazon, I'm just down on Amazon. I don't have a way of converting people, because I hear that all the time. How do I get someone off Amazon into a ClickFunnels account or something like that? So that example is super cool.
And we're having tons and tons of success with supplements. And the reason I bring up supplements is it's a great example of a category that is hyper competitive on Amazon. I mean, Dave, if you right now decided I want to come out with a probiotic or something, I mean, it's like good luck. Like, you better have a, you know, you need a massive bankroll, because you need to be giving away units so that you can spike sales and then jump up the SERP, and then you can you know, have people then organically see it's, I mean, you got to be ready to put in some serious money. But we're having tons of success with having people find, they list their supplement on Amazon, but then we use funnels to create the, you know, the one-time offers and the upsells. And like Russell says so many times, it's so crazy with supplements, because the last, you know, traditionally you don't offer an upsell on the same product, but it's insane to me that people want like 12 bottles of, you know, some probiotic. It's insane.
So I'm only laughing because I know it works. It's just, it's funny, because I remember as before they sold the company, it was one of those things that people were like, you got to be kidding me. Your upsell is three bottles and then six bottles. Why?
Yeah, exactly.
They haven't even tried your, they haven't tried your product yet. Like, trust
but
me.
But if you act today, you get nine.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Well, Brian, so tell me, as you're, why did you get involved in the whole certification program? And again, for those people who are listening, you have to understand, Brian was a massive success before he came to us in ClickFunnels and certification. I mean, this wasn't something he's like, oh, I got to figure something out, how I'm going to make my money. I mean, it's a guy who's already out there crushing it. And now he comes to us and says, hey, you know what? We want to get certified, and goes through certification at a rather fast pace. I think you're literally just finishing up the last week. And probably by the time this podcast airs, he'll be certified in a very, very short period of time. So congratulations in advance for all that you've done. But tell us why.
Dave. So thank you. I mean, one thing about the certification is probably one of the whys that I didn't even realize when I signed up. It's a real certification. I mean, I don't want to say anything about any others out there, and I'm not saying anything specific, but man, it's hard work. You know, a lot of people struggle through it, but it's a good type of struggle. It's a struggle that it makes you better, and you come out of it actually truly, truly being a rock star with ClickFunnels and understanding what you can do with it. Much, much more, you know, because I think a lot of people use the software like, okay, you know, it's so easy to use. But there's so many capabilities between, you know, ClickFunnels and Actionetics and Backpack, and Nora and Andrew and Adam do an awesome job of training us. It was it's been an awesome experience. Went out there, did the Capstone project, and loved those guys. I feel like I'm part of a family. For me, again, I originally was thinking I'm going to offer this as a great service for my clients, you know, just to bring more value to my current clients. And like I told you, Dave, it's going to sound a little corny, but I really believe in what you guys are doing, and I want to be a part of it. And to be a certified partner is – I don't know. That means a lot to me. I want to be an ambassador for the brand. I want to show people not only how good the tool is, but sort of represent the values of the company. And just really, I don't know, spread the word, like let people know how awesome this company is. I'm blown away. I've been like I told you, I've been on both sides. I've been the one doing the consulting and the selling, and I've been the one sort of making the purchases, and I've never felt more, I don't know, more secure with what I'm investing in. And it truly feels like an investment. I think that's probably the biggest reason why I did this. I know this is going to be amazing for my brand, amazing for my business. And again, to be in partnership, truly in partnership with you guys is huge. So.
Oh, well, thank you. I greatly appreciate the accolades and everything. I think it definitely, all those need to be showered upon Nora. She's the one who's really created the whole program.
Awesome.
We're super, super excited about all that she's done. So tell me, as far as when you're out there, the whole idea as far as consulting, whether you're talking about certified consultants or just consulting in general with clients, what do you find works and what doesn't?
The biggest thing as a consultant, and I probably people have heard this, you know, it's like cliche, you know, you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. Just listen. I think that's one of the things I learned when I worked at, you know, one of the big consulting firms, is really listen to what the client is looking for. I think there's a lot of times where we have ideas what's going to work best for them and what this, and that's good. That's what they're paying us for. They want us to deliver value, but really listen to what they're doing. And actually, in the certification, this was one of the coolest things about it. They bring in actual business owners, and we have a hackathon where basically, you know, we have training all day. We interview the businesses, and these are brick and mortar businesses in the area, real businesses. Then we, at 6 p.m., we're done with our day and we're sent off, and we're expected to show up the next day with an entire sales funnel, you know, email sequence, everything built out. And I had a partner, amazing partner. We had such a good time. But yeah, it was, I think the reason, you know, I think we did well. I think it was a success. And I think it was successful because we took an hour and sat with our business owner and just listened to him, right? We listened to his stories. We listened to, you know, what was the message he was trying to get across? What makes him successful? What are his pain points? Kind of creating the same way that we would create a customer avatar for his business, he is now our customer avatar. And it's like the only one we need to know about right now. So I think that's the biggest advice I give to consultants is listen, ask questions, shut up, and listen.
Fantastic advice. Fantastic advice for sure. So tell me, as a person's out there, again, you've got such a diverse skill set, from a guy who's basically made it online selling products, who has now taken that knowledge and has taken kind of offline, from an offline consultant as well as now an online consultant. As you start taking a look now, Brian, as kind of, you know, forecast now where you see your career and your business going, what are some of the, where do you want to take this?
Yeah, that's such a good question, Dave. And it's a blessing, and it's so funny because, you know, at first we're like, all right, let's just, you know, we want enough to do this or for freedom or for that. And then all of a sudden you have options and like, what direction do we want to go in? So for me, it's me thinking about what brings me the most fulfillment and where do I see kind of the most possibility in the future. And I definitely want to focus on helping business owners grow their business and get the same peace of mind that we've been able to get, honestly. So the focus for me is going to be, and that's why I did the Certified Partner Program, is really building a premier funnel consulting agency. While our focus will always be e-commerce brands. I mean, that's kind of our bread and butter. That's what we came up on, and we have tons of ideas. But I see the potential so much bigger than that. Brick and mortars, you know, like our client at the Certified Partner Program. You know, it was a custom home builder, and you would never think like what, like they would use a funnel like online, huh? And when, honestly, listen, even for me, I was thinking like, how in the world am I going to build a funnel, let alone in the next like 9 hours? We were up. It was crazy. We were up from 6 p.m. We hung out at the Grove Hotel till 4:30 a.m. And then we had to turn around. I got like an hour of sleep, got some coffee, and then we had to present. So, but what it opened my eyes to also was like, wow, there's so much possibility here. And, you know, basically that's where we see everything going in the future. So that's what we've put all of our effort into. And yeah, just like the guy who, you know, moved out to California and was going to, you know, play golf and live his dream. That's kind of how I feel. I'm excited. I'm excited at the possibility. I can't even put into words, Dave. I'm so excited to be partnered up with you guys. Again, I believe in it. And I think some big things are coming.
Oh, we're super excited, and your passion is very contagious. It's always fun being around you. I can tell you, as I take a look at, you know, some of the things you've done, and I look at some of our other consultants, one of the things I see a lot of success in is kind of what you made mention of, and that is, once you kind of find a niche that's your bread and butter, as you specialize in that, it's amazing how your clientele just grows like crazy, obviously through referrals and things. But at the same time, as I've seen Russell do with his inner circle clients, it's amazing to me to see how the knowledge that you gain by working as a consultant, and a certified consultant especially, it's amazing to me to see how much you can help people. Again, for those people who weren't here last week, you have to understand the two businesses that came in were not your typical businesses that you would expect we would be building funnels for. One was a custom home builder. that Brian was talking about, and the other one was for flooring, again, home flooring. So yeah. I mean, those are not the types of businesses that you would normally think you would be building online sales funnels for. But having spoken to both these business owners, they were so impressed by the knowledge that our certified consultants had. But specifically, Brian, I think it was kind of some of the stuff that you made mention of. It was the power of the questions that you guys asked, where a lot of these times they really hadn't thought about that in their own business. And they're going, oh my gosh, I don't know. How should I do that? How can I do that? And so I think that frequently as people who get involved doing online marketing and things, that you forget how far you have come. Whether you're only been doing this 6 months or a year, if you've totally immersed yourself in this, your knowledge is days, months, years ahead and vastly improved upon those people who really aren't playing in the same arena. And I think because of that, it provides you the opportunity of really serving people, which has always kind of been your passion, as I've spoken to you. I mean, you are such a giver. I mean, you're spending time out of your day, you know, sharing here with me, but you're just a passionate person who loves sharing with other people. And because of that, people are drawn to you, which, again, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier, as far as, you know, that God-given purpose in life, to where you have the opportunity of, as you serve other people, your life gets enriched and blessed and allows you then the opportunity of going out and helping even more people. And it becomes this, you know, positive feedback loop. So, again, massive congratulations to you and all your success, and especially thank you for taking time today.
Absolutely. It really is awesome to be on here. So I do appreciate you giving me the opportunity. And yeah, just a second, what you said. I mean, I know at first a lot of it is, you know, a dollar amount or like an amount to meet our needs comfortably and to have freedom. But then beyond that, you have to start thinking about like why, what's going to drive me? Like, why do I want to do this? And I think I was talking to Nora about this. Is like, I live, and I think I maybe mentioned this to you too. I live for that feeling of, you know, I'm so excited. I have a hard time going to sleep. Like I want to wake up the next day and get going. And it sounds corny, but honestly, that it's such a cool feeling. And I think when you're in that pocket and you know you're doing the right thing, you can't help but probably succeed. I mean, that's been my experience and from what I've seen other people do. So that would be my advice, is just look for that, right? And it's, again, cliche, but I think it's there for a reason, because it's true. So.
Well, I know people are going to be dying to get a hold of you, primarily due to your vast experience in so many different arenas, everything from golf to e-commerce, and now as a certified consultant.
Yeah, I can fix your slice or help you help you sell stuff online.
There you go. So how do they get a hold of you?
Okay, so they can definitely catch up with me at AMZ Profit Pros. So it's AMZ, like the letters, profitpros.com. If you're a seller on Amazon, I definitely encourage you to go check that out. We have some really cool resources. We have a Facebook group. It's definitely more of an intermediate level Facebook group. We're talking about optimization strategies and PPC strategies and new things that are coming up. I think that's a definite place for anyone to check out, but particularly people on Amazon. The new project we have, which I am, again, super, super excited about, is our, you know, kind of branching out from just only e-commerce, and that's thefunnelarchitects.com. So thefunnelarchitects.com. You can check that out. We're still building that out. We're in the process, but it's really our vision for that is to be a one-stop shop. So if you think of your click funnel as, you know, the Ferrari, right? There's a lot of pieces that go into it. So you need the mechanic, you need to polish it up, you need to take care of it, you need to put gas in it. And that's kind of like, you've got your click funnel, but you need the traffic and the copy and, you know, the assets and the optimization and all that. So we really just want to make it easy for folks, just to come over, let's put a strategy together and let's build you, the best marketing strategy we can to grow your business. That's what we want to do.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule today. I really appreciate it. Again, appreciate your friendship and all that you give back to us. We really do appreciate it. So thank you so much for your time today, bud.
Awesome. Thank you, Dave.
Anything else you want to say before we wrap things up?
No, just thanks again. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the folks in Boise again. I should be out there pretty soon. So
we'll look forward to it. That sounds great, Brian. Thanks again for your time today, bud.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.